Why is it the widespread custom to remain fasting when reading the Megillah on Purim night? Many people are hungry and feel weak and have headaches, etc. at the point of time. Why force them to listen unhappily to the Megillah and deal with the pounding noise made at Haman's name instead of letting everyone go home after Maariv to eat something and then come back to hear the Megillah and enjoy the mitzvah? Anonymous from Israel. This is not just a widespread custom. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Tuf Reish Tzadik Beis, in Sif Dalid, Aval also lech will call them sheyishma kriyas haMegillah afilu hatainis kashala. One is prohibited from eating before he hears the Megillah. That's both at night and in the daytime. And even if the fasting is difficult for him, still he's not allowed to eat before kriyas haMegillah. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he explains that means eating a meal, bread more than a kebaya. Anything less than that, just a nash, even bread less than a kebaya, is mutter as long as a person is a little weak or he won't be able to listen to the Megillah properly. So one is not allowed to eat a meal because we're afraid, especially at night, that he'll get involved in the meal and he'll doze off and he'll end up not hearing the Megillah. And that is a halacha when it applies to Kishma, it applies to other mitzvahs also. However, a snack or whatever is mutter. It's for people to go home and then come back for Megillah, many people would end up not coming back, unfortunately. And therefore, if someone wants to grab a little bite, especially not washing and not eating bread, just a little nosh before the Megillah, and the reason is that he doesn't feel well because of the fast, or he can't concentrate because of the fast, that would be permitted.